The leadership of the CPP, led by the flag bearer, has paid a courtesy call on former First Lady Ernestina Nadu Mills to express condolence to her and the family of Professor Mills at their residence. Members of the Presidential Press Corps were also there to express their condolence and to as well encourage the former First Lady. Our presidential reporter, Seth Eya, is on the line to tell us what happened. Seth, can you tell us which people made a delegation?
Yes, the delegation is made up of a number of media houses from Accra, you know, who have been assigned to the castle to report on the activities of resident males. And so we thought it wise as a group, you know, to also go to the residents to express our deepest condolence to the former First Lady and to encourage her to take heart. You know, this is a sudden and a sad incident, you know, that has rocked the nation, and every Ghanaian is very sad about it. And being the wife of the former president, as it is expected, that she will be the hardest hit. And so our presence there, you know, was to console her and encourage her.
CPP, a delegation from CPP also visited her. Apart from Samia, who else was part of the delegation?
Yes, we also had Kujuama, who was a former MP for Evaluejura, Ivor Greenstreet, the General Secretary, the Director of Communications, Akonfra, was also part of it, Susan something, former, he's also a vice chair person of the DPP, Susan Edua Mankwa, was a member of the delegation. And whilst we were there, you know, diplomats, people from all walks of life were also there. We met Atu Ahoy, who was seated, you know, close to the former First Lady, Nadu Mills, and then Dr. Kwesi Boche, former finance minister, in the company of Dr. Sipayanki, who is the chief executive of Ghana Gas Company, you know, also joined Atu Ahoy, you know, to occupy the former First Lady. We also had some diplomats, members of the Ghana Registered Midwives Association, and other groups, you know, were still coming to pay their, you know, to express their condolence to the former First Lady.
Seth, can you tell us how the First Lady is holding up?
Yes, she so far, you know, taking what has happened in her own stride. You know, when we shook her hands, he told us that she doesn't want to conduct any press, any media interviews. And I mean, even though it's sad, she was in the presence of other people, you know, is helping her to get, you know, abreast of what has happened. As I would say, she is in a joyous mood, but then, you know, the facial expression tells everybody that, well, she is coping with what has happened in view of the presence of other notable personalities, you know, to accompany her.
All right. Thank you very much, Seth Eya. That will be all for now. But our prayers and love is with Mrs. Nadu Mills.